ISIS takes large portions of Syria and Iraq. Boko Haram terrorizes Nigerian Christians. And the Russia-Ukraine conflict leaves an impression. These stories and more on our year-in-review edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Happy New Year. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS is where we start our year-in-review. ISIS has taken vast amounts of Syria and Iraq. Is Pakistan next? Pakistan's government is finally acknowledging the presence of ISIS in their country. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says one way or another, the terrorists will get a hold of nuclear power.
That would give them such strength that I don't think many leaders around the globe are prepared to deal with. From my reports on the ground in Pakistan and from having been there earlier this month, ISIS is moving with lightning speed. It's a frightening possibility to consider, but it's one that we need to prepare for.
The Islamic State's raw brutality puts pastors supported by FMI at highest risk. An Islamic State stronghold in Pakistan would open the door to advances in Asia. In the meantime, pray.
God's hand is not so short that he can't turn this tide. So pray for the Lord to halt the spread of the Islamic State.
Next, another terror group known as Boko Haram has been in the news more than 40 times in 2014 on MNN. Attacks on churches, Christian communities, kidnapping schoolgirls, and more have left Christians fearful and wondering about their future. The most recent attack was just a few weeks ago. Twin suicide bombings killing about 80 people in Maiduguri. Is the government helping? Open Doors, David Curry.
People need to understand how ineffectual the government of Nigeria has been. To those of us who are observing this closely, it seems as though they are intentionally dragging their feet in protecting these regions where Christians have been segregated.
People are asking prayer for strength to endure. Curry's offering this thought, too.
I think we need to be praying every day for persecuted believers in Nigeria so that we don't get caught up just in our own Western world, and we need to be lifting them up in prayer, and there's ways that you can support the work that we do there.
This is Mission Network News. Russia's invasion of Ukraine was also a hot topic. MNN aired more than 60 stories about it. One of the stories featured President of Mission Eurasia, Sergei Rakuba, who was there in the war zone talking to church leaders about how to help. Rakuba was able to hand out eye care packs in Slovyansk.
I saw the Christian work in midst of all the crisis, and I'm so proud that to see this young Christian leaders, they are getting the gospel advanced through the crisis.
Ukrainian soldiers retook Slovyansk, allowing Good News Church to reopen. Rakuba says half those attending are new, people helped by the church. Worshiping with them was pretty moving.
I could not hold my tears back, you know, hearing that that congregation of over, 500 or 600 people were singing hallelujah to God. They were praising God that he saved their lives.
You can continue donating to the refugee support work and more through a link at our website. And the Ebola crisis hit the missions world. Medical missionaries with SIM International, Dr. Kent Brantley, and Nancy Reitbold were evacuated from Liberia to be treated in the U.S., both recovered. The disease has killed nearly 3,400 people. EFCA's Global Fingerprints Liberia coordinator, Peggy Maynard, says,
"We're very thankful that the rate of infections does seem to be slowing, and we're praying that that will continue. However, I don't want people to think that the crisis in Liberia is over, because it isn't by a long shot."
Unemployment rates and food prices are pretty high. The healthcare system is shattered, plus an orphan crisis. Global Fingerprints has established a response fund. They're opening a temporary orphanage. A new plan has also emerged out of the crisis.
Our church partners in Liberia have a plan to plant 50 new churches by January because they're seeking answers about life and they are open to the gospel.
Links to help can be found at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture prayer calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.